Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, the Tradcock Charlie Kirk says, then men shouldn't spend a single dime on themselves, until their wife doesn't have to worry about money. Then men come last in the family when it comes to finances. He's basically saying that all men are good for is being utilities for women and children, and that what we want doesn't matter. Sounds to me like he wants men to be permanent slaves to women. He will change his tune after his divorce just like Crowder. Some guys really need to learn the hard way. Moving on, what's wrong with this woman? She says she doesn't want to date orangutans because she doesn't want HIV. I'm sure they don't want to date her either because she's a single mother. Why doesn't she just get matches on dating profiles for men she doesn't find attractive and then just ghost them like a normal woman? Maybe her dating strategy is to attract conservative racist men that see her white child and her racism on display and are attracted by it. Number three, why is it that retards just love socialism? Because they're either from Canada or they don't have experience visiting communist countries. Jim Carrey says that capitalism is failing us and that we need a revolution of conscience. How exactly has capitalism failed him as he's worth $180 million? Him and Mark Ruffalo need to shut the hell up and be grateful to capitalism for giving them the lifestyle that they're accustomed to. They need to stop bashing it. Up next, here's how one man decided to cover up the tattoo of his ex-wife. Now her outer beauty matches her inner one. Plus, I'm sure that the new tattoo probably gives him a lot more happiness than the old one. This reminds me of that time when Sylvester Stallone covered up the face of his wife on a tattoo with his dog from Rocky, Bumpkiss, and he posted it on social media while he was having it done to show dominance and maintain frame. And they're still together today. Number 5 on her dating profile, Joy asks guys if she's the woman on the right or the one on the left, and if it's a risk they're willing to take. Fat women always put thin women with them in dating profiles to confuse men. Maybe men need to do the same, get a picture of some tall 6-foot tall guy next to them, so that women will be confused as well. They don't know if they'll be getting Chad or a Chud. I'll still give this woman credit. This is more clever than most. Moving on, going back to communism, this guy clearly has never experienced real communism and it shows. Looks like he's also never experienced the joys of clothing that fits him properly, on account of looking like Humpty Dumpty. The other men with him are also kind of grotesque. You have one guy with a man bun and a couple of skinny soy boys to the right of him. They're probably just trying to get laid by that one woman in the white shirt. But he wants to share property and money with others, but wants all the food to himself. Number 7, this church in Buffalo was sold for $250,000 to Muslims. Is it better to convert this into a mosque than to demolish it? I used to have the dream of buying some rural church and living in it. The same goes for an old tugboat. I think I'll get both if I become an ultra high net worth individual. I think it'd be amazing to turn something like this into a mansion. And they were still selling it cheap because of the massive amounts of repairs required to it. Up next, more insanity in the UK with Brits possibly being banned from going on holiday, thanks to carbon passports. But I'm sure they'll keep flooding the country with migrants while blocking in locals. England lost massive numbers of millionaires fleeing the country last year, and I suspect that they might try something like this as a form of financial repression. It's a joke that the UK is part of the so-called free world now. Where's Snake Plissken when you need him to help you escape the UK? Number 9, this has to be the biggest troll I've seen in a long time. Greg says that she said yes with this tiny ring that he gave his fiance. She might have said yes, but she's probably going to divorce him the first chance she gets. Also, if she did say yes, she probably whispered it so that no one else could hear. Also, what kind of joke is this? It's not even on the right finger. Congratulations, Greg. She looks like a beautiful woman. Moving on, Uber announces that they have a new option where female passengers will soon be able to request woman drivers. I can't wait until self-driving cars put an end to this sort of girl power nonsense. Also, I'm pretty sure that many women will request a female driver, and then when the trans woman arrives, they won't be able to say no, because then they would risk becoming politically incorrect. Also, imagine the uproar if male passengers had the option to choose only male drivers. You know, for the sake of safety. Number 11, is this the average passport bros looks match couple these days? I'd be terrified to see how unattractive their kids would look. All the white dudes out there trying a reproductive strategy like this aren't taking into consideration that their son won't be able to replicate the same strategy. Just look at what happened to poor old Elliot Roger, if you think I'm wrong about it. Also, this guy looks like he put way too much work into getting a woman that looks just mid. Up next, Paname says, that behind every great man is a great woman. Anakin asks, does that mean that behind every horrible man is a horrible woman? This hits home even harder once you realize that he became Darth Vader. I'm gonna use this the next time I hear that terrible first line. I can't wait to see the look on a feminist face when I give her the reverse Uno card. But I'm sure that they'll just call you a misogynist if you say something like this. Number 13, this sounds like it should be made into a movie. A Japanese man found out he was switched at birth and was raised by a single mother in poverty, while the other kid he was switched with lived a wealthy lifestyle with his biological parents. The only reason this guy found out was because his three biological brothers didn't share any traits with the switched kid. This guy never got to meet his biological parents either because they passed away before he found out. Moving on, here's the dating market in a nutshell. The same women all after the same man. Or women waiting at the finish line waiting for the winner. You decide what's going to happen. To make this image more accurate and updated for modern audiences, they all need to be used single mothers with tattoos head to toe. This also looks like it was taken back in a time when there weren't that many obese women around. The only person that's winning in this is the cameraman, and he also has the best angle. Number 15, speaking of a broken dating market, do you agree with this? All I want is an explanation as to what strong fat means. Also, why does athletic have cottage cheese thighs? And chubby looks like Pat from SNL. As far as most men are concerned, only women 1 through 3 and number 5 would be considered bangable. 4, 6, and 7 need to be tossed in the land whale bin. Based on this, this image would be considered a woman that's either slim or lean. Up next, the New York Crimes published this story how the boy crisis is overblown. Sure it is. Send more money to women's causes, right? No one cares about men and boys. Boys and men just need to lay flat and watch the whole system burn. They're just gaslighting us now that our issues aren't real and that we're just exaggerating. They aren't even trying to cover up for the fact that women are the ones over-exaggerating their own problems. That's what this is really about. If men's issues take priority even once, then it means that women's issues don't. Number 17, this woman sent poisoned Easter eggs to her ex's new family, ending a 7-year-old boy. Looks like she took the whole alpha widow thing a little bit too far. But you just know that women are going to ask, did he actually make her do this? Accountability has to be avoided at all cost. She's going to be going to prison for poisoning a child to death. I'm guessing that she won't last a month in there before the Bull Dykes end her for doing that. Moving on, BK says that she's horrified that the fat-shaming culture of the 2000s is coming back. Good. Maybe fatties can eat some humble pie instead of the pies that they usually eat. If you were into dating fat chicks in the 2000s, it was like shooting fish in a barrel, because they were usually on their best behavior and grateful that anyone wanted them. Around 2010, though, they started getting the same ego as thin women, sometimes even bigger, but they were still fat. Their confidence didn't match their bodies. Number 19, Germany has gone absolutely insane. They conducted an experiment where they placed foster children with PDF files, with the approval of the government, of course. I think the author of this article might have forgotten to say that that's a good thing. But I don't think we can put a whole government into the wood chipper. This level of propaganda is even enough to make Goebbels disgusted. This sounds like absolute Weimar Part 2.0. Up next, Hiroshima was nuked 80 years ago, and it's beautiful today. London is being enriched, and it looks like a disaster. But Japan has nothing to worry about, though. They will soon face their own version of enrichment, as they recently let in hundreds of thousands of Bangladeshis in. Give it another 20 years, and it'll look like London, too. Maybe the only solution for the UK is to nuke London so that it comes back more beautiful and stronger than ever. Number 21, Shiloh Hendricks called someone the N-word and collected a bunch of money for her defense through GoFundMe. And now the government is deciding if they should prosecute her. For what exactly? Last time I checked, it wasn't a crime to be racist. Yet. Why don't they prosecute the kid that was going through her kid's bag for theft? She's in America and has the First Amendment right to say whatever she likes. Moving on, people are wondering why women are moving farther to the left than men. Isn't it obvious? Single unmarried women are more likely to vote for Big Daddy government to take care of them, and that means socialist left-leaning governments. In this day and age of hookup culture, with so many women being single cat ladies, it's no surprise that their numbers are growing. Notice that the numbers also peaked around COVID, with more women than ever being dependent on the government. Number 23, speaking of women giving the advantage, they're now calling for a close to the mathematics gender gap. A huge study urges action because boys pull ahead of girls in math. Math is the only thing that boys are better at than girls in school. I guess they can't have males having an advantage in anything now, can they? It's easier to control beta males, so weakening males in school reduces the number of alpha males later in life. Up next, a New York Compost article says that Sophie Rain makes a ton of money on Lonely Fools while keeping her clothes on. But all she does are implied nudes. And she also claims that she's a virgin. Yes, she's as much a virgin as Jeffrey Epstein is a nice, wholesome human being. The simp epidemic is too much. She made $80 million in just 2 years. My theory is that she's getting that money directly from OF, from their marketing budget, to entice other women to sell their access to their naughty bits. Number 25 and the last one, why the hell did Ariana Grande ruin herself? She went from looking like a woman to looking like a vampire. Lots of Ozempic and plastic surgery is going to leave a lot of starlets looking like this in the next few years. Maybe she also sold her soul to the devil and are quickly seeing the life fade from her. Then again, I think this is what happens when you suckle the schwing schwing of dozens of movie producers. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.